Yeah, Parashas Vayelech. The first pasuk, Vayelech Moshe, and Moshe went, Vayedaber es advor me'ele al kol Yisrael, and he said these things to the whole Klal Yisrael. So the famous question all the Mefarshim asks is, like the pasuk doesn't say, where did Moshe go to? Like, what does it mean, Vayelech Moshe? Where was Moshe going? Like the last parsha, Nitzavim, it started off that Atem Nitzavim Ayoim, Kulchem of Ne'ashem Lakechem, that the whole Klal Yisrael already gathered together in front of Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu told them already. So now, in the Pasha Vayelech, where was Moshe going, that the Pasuk has to say Vayelech Moshe? It doesn't say where was he going to. And the Ramban learns that the Pshat is that after Atem Nitzavim, after Moshe spoke to the whole Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael then went home, they went to their own Oholim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu went to them, he walked, he went to them, he left his Machne Leviyah, and he went to the Machne Yisrael. So Ramban says, Lechabdom, to give them respect, as if to say, when you leave Yechaver, when you go away from Yechaver, you're supposed to ask Rishus. It's like here before Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Nif to leave this world, he went to be Mechabed, like to get Rishus from Klal Yisrael. But still the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to wait till after everybody went home? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say it right there? Luchur, at the end of the Asifa, at the end of Moshe got finished, what he said in the last Parsha, when everybody was together around Moshe, then he should have, like, give them covered, to ask them, Rishus, to go leave them. And the Rabbeinu Bechaye learns from this, that there's a pshat, when you do mitzvahs, if you do the mitzvah, you get schar. But he says, if you go to do the mitzvah, you get schar halicha. That there's a special inyan to show that you want to go and run to do mitzvahs. So that's the pshat here by Moshe Rabbeinu. After he finished talking to them, he waited till they all went home. And after they went home, then Moshe Rabbeinu went after them to have this schar halicha. That's the pshat from Vayelech Moshe. And Moshe went this extra inyan to do a mitzvah balicha, to have this schar, the reward of going to do a mitzvah. And not just time wait till mitzvahs come to you, but rather a person is supposed to be a yelech to go and do mitzvahs. But Lechura, what does this mean that Moshe Rabbeinu went to them to ask them Rishus? So really the Sipruna learns like this. The Sipruna said that after Moshe Rabbeinu finished a Krisa Sabris, he made a Krisa Sabris with Klal Yisrael and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so now he wanted to be Menachem Klal Yisrael because of his death. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was going to die now. And he didn't want that Klal Yisrael should lose their Simcha they had with the Bris that they just made with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in order that Klal Yisrael should not lose the Simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu now went to be Menachem them, as if to appease them, to tell them, don't feel bad that I'm going to be Nifter, but rather still keep the Bris, the Simcha. And the Pshat maybe could be like this. Like this, Moshe Rabbeinu just made a Krisa Sabris and Atem Nitzavim. He made a Bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Ramban said there, that even though there was a Krisa Sabris by Har Sinai, but later, when Klal Yisrael did the Chet Egel, they lost the Krisa Sabris. So now, in the Parsha of Atem Nitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu is making a new Krisa Sabris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Klal Yisrael could feel, when is there going to be this Krisa Sabris? That's only calls the man we have Moshe Rabbeinu. As if to say, we need Moshe Rabbeinu for the Bris. But when Moshe Rabbeinu will be Nifta, it's going to be bottled the Bris. We're not going to have the Simcha of the Bris anymore. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go now to be Mephias them, to explain to them, no, that the next few psukim speak about, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, don't feel bad, Yeshua is going to take over, and it's not only Yeshua, but rather Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokecho, hu oivel lefanecho, hu yash min esagoyim oela. And then again, the Pasuk Chesed says that after Moshe said that V'yikra Moshe LeYeshua, that after Moshe Rabbeinu was mechazik Yeshua to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, still in Pasuk Ches he says again, Vashem hu aholich lefonecho, hu yiyeh imoch lo yarpechov lo yazveko, lo yisirov lo yisechos. It's still the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to take us into Eretz Yisrael, and he's still going to be with us. So that's what the pious now, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mephias, to appease Klal Yisrael. What this Purana means is that they shouldn't feel that when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Nifter, it's going to be like bottle the Krisa Sabris. We're going to lose the Bris we have because we need Moshe for it. So Moshe is telling them, no, you don't need me. The Ikka Krisus Abrisus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still be with Klal Yisrael. And really, he could explain a little bit better that the Ramaphorshim, the Chassidish Sforim say that the Pshat from Vayelech Moshe means that Moshe Rabbeinu went now, his Neshama went now and became part of Kol Klal Yisrael. Vayelech Moshe, the end of the Pasuk says, I'll call Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu went means that he really wasn't Nifta from Klal Yisrael. That the Pasuk says, for Lo Yoda Ishes Kfurosoi, nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. And the pshat is because really Moshe Rabbeinu went into Toich Koliboi Shalklo Yisrael. Tras Vayelech Moshe went into Klal Yisrael. In other words, the pshat from Bechlal Moshe Rabbeinu was the Royan Hema, as the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Neshama for the whole Klal Yisrael. And Meshasi was nifted, not the pshat that Moshe went away, but rather his Ashpo, Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Gantz Klal Yisrael. So that's the pshat from the Sipurin also. Now Moshe Rabbeinu went to appease Klal Yisrael to tell them, like, don't feel bad when I'm nifter. Don't lose the simcha, the bris. Don't think that I'm not going to be here. But rather the hashpo of Moshe Rabbeinu, his neshama is still with us. That's this Vayelech Moshe. Moshe is still going El Kol Yisrael into Klal Yisrael. Then Pasuk Bey says, Vayomer Aleihem, that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, Ben Meya V'esrim Shona Nochi Hayom, I am 120 years old today. I can't go out and come in. Hashem said to me, you cannot go over the Yarden. You can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains, what does it mean? So Rashi says, I would think maybe because Moshe became weak. Tamlem, the Pasuk says later, no. Moshe did not become weak. So why can't Moshe go out and come in? So Rashi brings down two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is, Shenitla mimeno horishus v'nitna liyeshua. Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the rishus, the leadership of Moshe, and gave it over to Yeshua. Tovrach, another pshat is, v'divrei Torah, that melamed shenistama mimeno masoros amayonas hachochma. A Gemara insight like this, that now Moshe lost his mayonas, his kval, his well of Torah. He saw that the Torah wasn't coming into him anymore. That's the pshat, he can't go out anymore. And in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel explains it like this. Like really there are Midrashim that say that by a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take away his neshama unless the tzaddik agrees. Hashem only does it l'ritzonoi. If the tzaddik is mispal and says Hashem, he doesn't want to be meis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to him. The tzaddik has to be maskim, agree to be meis. So the question is then, how come here Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to be meis? We know Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo so many tefillos to stay alive. So he davened to go into Eretz Yisrael. But even after Hashem said not to go into Eretz Yisrael, but l'chura, why was it in you that Moshe now was maskim to be meis? So that's what Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Saita, that the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that Moshe Rabbeinu now was nistamo, means he stopped his learning. He couldn't have his own learning. He wasn't able to be mechadish anymore. So the pshat is that, like really the pre-tzaddik says, that the pshat from Vayelech Moshe was going. The pshat is a Jew, calls the man he's alive, he has to go lamala lamala. He always has to reach higher and higher. There's no such thing as he stop going. By Malachim it's called Oimdim. Malachim stand still, they can't get a higher madrega. But a Jew, a person that's alive, he always has to be a Vayelech. He always has to go higher and higher. Until finally Moshe Rabbeinu came to this Madrega, that it was Nistamo, it was closed from him, to the Mayonis of Torah, that he saw he wasn't be able to go higher anymore, he like reached his highest Madrega, therefore now Moshe Rabbeinu was masking to be meis, he saw he couldn't get anywhere anymore. So that's the pshat from this last posik of the last day, that the posik says, Vayelech Moshe, means Moshe Mamish was going higher and higher, until the last day of his life, that then he saw he couldn't go higher anymore, that's when he agreed to have his Ptira. And the first Pshan Rashi is also like this, that Rashi said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Rishus away from Moshe Rabbeinu and gave it over to Yeshua. And really the Medrash says like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu kept on davening to Hashem, he wants to stay alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but it comes a time now that Yeshua has to be the ruler. So Moshe Rabbeinu first agreed and said, okay, let Yoshua be Barosh, he'll be the head, and I'll be second, I'll be after him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Yoshua be Barosh, be the head, and Moshe Rabbeinu like was in second. And the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu stood that way for a while, and Moshe Rabbeinu just couldn't take it, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim, he agreed to have his patira. That's what the Medrash says. So I once said over from Chaim Shmulevitz at Tzal, and the Chura asked the question, how come Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take it? And the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam. He was the biggest on of, he was the most humble person. So what bothered him so much, the fact that Yeshua was Barosh? It meant he had to be second. But for that, how come Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to have his Patira? And he explained like this, it wasn't the Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was jealous of Yeshua. He wanted to be higher than Yeshua. But the pshat is, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the Royim Hema, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klai Yisrael, he was Barosh, as the pshat is, he was Mamash Oymid Lefnei Hashem. He was very close to Hashem. He had the biggest amount of his karvis to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when Hashem appointed Yeshua, so Moshe had to step down, the pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't that close now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take. He couldn't take this inyan of going down, going a step down, away from Hashem. If he saw that when he's alive, he couldn't be mamish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he was maskim to have his patira, that after his patira, then his neshama would go mamish, taches kisei HaKavod. So it comes out where Rashi is saying these are the two reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim, agreed to have his patira. And like we're saying, because he felt that he already became to his highest madrega, therefore he was maskim. Now we have to review, the Pasuk talks about the mitzvah of Hakel. That the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe oisom leimor, that miket sheva shone v'moich, nasa shmita b'chag ha-sukos. Shmita b'chag ha-sukos. As after 7 years passed by, after the year of Shemitah, at the beginning of the 8th year, by chag ha-sukos, v'voy kol Yisrael le'rois es p'nei Hashem u'lekecha, when everybody comes to be Eilu Regal to see Hashem b'mokam asher yivcha, tikra satura azois, neged kol Yisroel b'neim, that the Melech is supposed to read the parsha in front of everybody. And it says, Hakel esom hu anoshim v'hanoshim v'yataf v'gerosh ha-bashurechom, everybody should come together, l'man yishmu, u'l'man yilmedu v'yoru es Hashem elokeichem v'shomru lases es kol divri atura azois. Then it says, "Uvneiyam Hashem lo yodu yishmu v'lomdul yiras Hashem lekeichem kol yomim hasheratem chayim al adom hasheratem oivrim esayadin shomul rishto." It's like Rashi brings down that when the pasuk says "tikra sater razois," that means ha-melech ha-yikora metchila eila hadvorim k'risim mesechta soita, that the melech he used to read from the sefer Torah in front of everybody. Albim hashaleit shoy oisum liazorim. Then the pasuk says that the anoshim, everybody should come. So Rashi says, "Who anoshim, the men comes to learn. For anoshim, why do the women come? Lishmoya, to hear. The ataflam abo, why do the children come? Lo seis chalim v'yehim, they give schar to the people that bring them." So this is the mitzvah's hakel. Everybody comes together the year after Shemitah, at the beginning of the 8th year on Sukkot. And the chinuch explains this mitzvah, and he says that meshorshei mitzvah. The main thing about Klai Yisrael is the Torah we have. And we are separated from all other nations because we have the Torah. That we're zeicha because of the Torah for Olam Haba. And nothing is greater than that. Therefore, it's very important that everybody should come together at one special time to hear the Torah. And even the women, even the children come together, as if everybody's going to talk about, what's this big occasion? Everybody's coming together. From here we'll come to learn out that people came together to learn Torah, to hear the Torah. It's Mechabed the Torah. From here we'll come out the godless of Klal Yisrael. Now there's two things we have to understand about this mitzvah. First of all, how come the Melech has to read the Sefer Torah? Why Dafkim? Why not somebody else? And secondly, the Mefarshim ask, if you want to have a good year that everybody should come together to learn the Torah, it should have been at the beginning of the Shemitah. The Shemitah, the 7th year, that's the year you can't work on the grounds, you can't plow, you can't plant. A lot of people are bottle, they don't work this year. So this is the year that they don't work, this is the year to come together to learn Torah. How come the mitzvah, when it gives the mitzvah's hakel, it's punked right after the 7th year, right after Shemitah. When Klal Yisrael starts to go back to do the work on Chag HaSukkos, that's when Hashem wants you to come together to listen to the Torah.
Like, why wasn't it done Sukkot before, on the seventh year itself? Why does the Torah wait until the eighth year to give the mitzvah of Hakil?
And Pashup Shat, the reason why the Torah said that a melech should do it is because the melech is the most important part of the nation. The melech here, the Rambam says, Loshen Ish, a melech liboy who lave kol kahal Yisrael. Like the heart of the king is like the heart of kol kahal Yisrael. He's like the leader of kahal Yisrael. So we want him to read the Torah to show that the Torah is the most chashuv thing we have. And if the king reads it, then it will go into the ears, to the hearts of the whole kahal Yisrael. And the second question, how come the mitzvah is first after the year of Shemitah? Like, why wasn't it the year before during Shemitah, the year we have off? And the Shem Shmuel wants to explain like this, that we have to have achona. We have to prepare ourselves before the Divrei Torah could really go into our ears. In other words, if we just got finished working for 6 years, and now the beginning of the seventh year, there would be the mitzvah Hakel, of bringing everybody together, since you just got finished working so hard, the Torah wouldn't go into your hearts. You wouldn't understand it that well. It's only after you have a complete year of Shemitah that you're like off. You're making yourself, you're preparing yourself to learn Torah. At the end of the Shemitah year, now is the time to really, the Melech, to bring the whole Klal Yisrael together, to really show them the chshivas of Torah, to learn Torah, the importance of Torah. That the Chinuch says, that's the school of Klal Yisrael. So it's only after we have the year of Shemitah, the year off, that we can prepare ourselves. Then the Divrei Torah will go into our ears, and we'll really understand it and learn it. Then the Pasuk says, right before Shishi, V'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazois, you should write down this song, V'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael, and to teach Klal Yisrael, Sima b'fiyem, you should put it in their mouth, L'man tiyeh li hashira hazois li'ed b'nei Yisrael. That this shira, this song of Hazinu, should be an edus to Klal Yisrael. Like Rashi says, as Hashira Hazois, the Shira means Hazinu Hashemayim, Ad V'chiper Ad Mosayamoy. And from this pasuk, the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins that says, "Oh my Rabbah, Afopi Shenichu Lo Yavoisav Lo Yodim Sefer Torah." Even though a person inherited a Sefer Torah from his father, still Mitzvah Lichtoiv Mishaloi. There's a mitzvah that you should have a Sefer Torah written for yourself. Shenema the pasuk says, "V'ator Now Kisvu Lachem As Hashira." In other words, there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. And the Chinuch explains that the meaning of this mitzvah is that everybody should have the Sefer Torah on hand, as if to say, if you want to learn, you'll be able to learn. You shouldn't have to go borrow from your friend, but rather everybody should have his own Sefer Torah to be able to learn from. And he says that you should know, Da b'ni, sha'afal pi, shikir achi of dirai, sein erak b'sefer Torah. Even though the Yikah mitzvah here is to write a Sefer Torah, but the Chinuch says, "Ein sofik shegam b'shar ha'svarim sheneschavro piyatoro yesh lecholechod liknois mem." Other svarim also that come to explain the Torah, like we have the Gemara, we have Chazal, we have Rishonim, we have Achronim that come to explain the Torah. Also, a person has this inyan to buy them in order to be able to learn the Torah. Kefi ayicholus minatam m'sher manu. Like the reason they just explained that the more svarim you have, the more you'll be able to learn, the more you'll be able to understand. This is all part of this mitzvah that Klal Yisrael has to have a Torah on hand in order to be able to learn from. And the Chofetz Chaim on this mitzvah brings down that the Rambam explains it, like really the Pasuk said before in Yudches, V'yonoichi haster aster pona b'yomahu, ha'kol aroa asher osa kifon elohim acherim. That now, b'zman, after the Churban HaBayis, his name of Hastaras Ponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away, is hidden from us, we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, and all the Tzaros come about us. And after this, the Torah says, you should know there's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So Rambam says, what it comes to teach us is, that even at a time that there's Hester Ponim, that we don't see the Yad Hashem, it looks like Hashem is covered from us, still we have something that will protect us, and that is the Torah. The koyach of the Torah that protects us from all problems, from all tzaros, from yogin, from anything that can come upon us, even b'yemei Hester. And that's why this is the last mitzvah of the Torah, to teach us, like, what's going to protect us, what's going to keep us going through all times of life. That's going to be the inyan of limud ha-Torah, like the pasuk says, ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or, that the mitzvahs are daima to a ner, a small candle, but for Torah or, the light, the main light is from the Torah. That's going to light up even the time of Hester upon him, where it looks like darkness, when we don't see that Hashem is helping us so much, still because of the koyach of the Torah, that's the or, that would light us up, and from there all the Yeshua, and all the help will come. Now, this Shabbos is also called Shabbos Shuvah. This is the first Shabbos of the new year after Rosh Hashanah. It's an inyan of doing Shuvah. The Pshat is Adam Rishon also, he once spoke out, he did a chet the first day he was created on Erev Shabbos. And when it became Shabbos, Machmash to Kedushas HaShabbos, he was zoche to do tshuva. Like we say, the Mizmor of Shabbos is Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos. Toiv lehoidois Lashem, and Chazal Dashen, toiv lehisvadois Lashem. It's good to do vidu, to do tshuva, to come back to Hashem. Like Adam Rishon, he was the first one to say this Mizmor when he did tshuva on Shabbos. And the Pshat is on Shabbos, was supposed to be Shabbos, was supposed to rest from chol, from doing work. And therefore we're supposed to have more time to be close to Hashem and to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why on Shabbos we say more Mizmorim and Tefillah. The Kabbalah of Shabbos is like that. We say Psukim and Bechlal, even this Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos, have Psukim about the greatness of the Bria. In other words, on Shabbos we have more time to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore we actually become closer to Hashem on Shabbos. Therefore, if the Yisoid of Shuvah is to come back, to be close to Hashem, Shabbos is the day to be markish this, to have this inyan of Shuvah. Therefore, it's called special on Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah. In the Haftarah, we say, the Novi says, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Klai Yisrael should return to Hashem. And it says, Ki choshalto b'yavanecha, because we did have Averus. Then the second pasuk says, Kechui mochem devorim, take words with you, v'shuvu el Hashem, and again become close to Hashem. And the Farshim all asked the question, why does it have to say two times, like the Sloshon of Shuvah Yisrael? It starts off first, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. You should return and become close to Hashem, okay? Mashma, we did chatoim, we did averis. So the Novi is saying, do Shuvah, come back close to Hashem. Then it says, why? Kikoshalta bavanecha. Because we did averis. Farshim asked also, pshita, like what else would we do Shuvah for? What does it have to say it for? But then it says, Chui Mochim Devorim, Vishuvu El Hashem, like what's the second time of again becoming close to Hashem? We already did Shuvah. And the Malbim explains that the first Shuvah means, true, we did Averis, we did things bad, stop doing it, stop doing the Averis, and feel bad about it, and do Shuvah Yisrael El Hashem Lekecho. Come back to be close to Hashem, why? Ki Koshata Babanecho. Because you did chatoyim. Now, after you stop doing the chatoyim and you did bad, the Malbim learns there's a bigger madrega now. Now there's an inyan of doing tshuva miyava, not just on meyira, but to do it miyava because of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the love of Hashem, that you could only get after you first stop doing the averis. So first you have to stop machmas yira. Once you stopped, then you can have avas Hashem, and then you can do like tshuva second time to do tshuva miyava. Like some of Farshim learn, on Yom Kippur it's called the Tshuva Mehira, and Sukkot is called the Tshuva Miyava. And that is a special smooth, of a special type about the union of Sukkot. In the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, he wants to explain like this. He wants to say that the first pasuk is going on Pshita when we did Chatoyim, there's an inyan to stop doing the Chatoyim and do Tshuva. That Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. We have to do Tshuva, come back and be close to Hashem. And then it says, Ki Koshalta Bavanecha. That we had a mikshu, we did things wrong with our averis. And he learns pshas like this. By doing averis, we're doing two things wrong. First of all, we're doing against Hashem. It's not right. Secondly, the rotzen, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is, told us to do toiva. Hashem wants to do good to us. That's the rotzen of Hashem. How does Hashem do it? If we do mitzvahs, we give Hashem the opportunity to give us toiva. That's what Hashem wants. And that's pshat from the mission of Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is Gufa Mitzvah. That we let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us reward, that in itself is called a reward. But the opposite, if we do an Avera, if we do something wrong, and we cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us a punishment, so not only do we do something wrong, but we also stopped Hashem from doing what He wants to do. Hashem doesn't want to give bad to us. Hashem wants to do good to us. So kikoshalta b'vanecha means because of the Avera, we also caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be able to do good to us. So even after we did Shuvah and we stopped doing the Chet, there's an inyan now to do Chui Mochem Dvorim v'shuvu El Hashem. Chui Mochem Dvorim means take now Maisim Toivim, take mitzvahs, take Torah with you. And the Mela, now you'll be able to do tshuva, that you'll be able to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the toiva. That's the second tshuva. That do tshuva like a second time, to give Hashem the power to be able to be good to us. But another pshat could be, a pasha pshat, really like we said in last week's pasha, that the side of tshuva, true, you have to stop doing the chet and become feel bad and be close to Hashem. But that alone is not enough. Like the Pasuk said, the yisoid is you have to go and do mitzvahs. It's not just enough, not alone to feel bad, but you have to go and do ma'isim tovim now. You have to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. True, if you did averis first, shuva Yisrael, stop doing the chatoyim, feel bad about it, become close to Hashem. But that alone is not enough. But rather, k'chui mochim dvorim. Dvorim, take with you ma'isim tovim, do mitzvahs, do Torah. And with that, for shuva el Hashem, with the ma'isim tovim, with the mitzvahs, that will really bring you close to Hashem. And mechlal, that's the union of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva we have, the special 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. These are special days of doing tshuva. Like we're saying, it doesn't only mean to feel bad, but it means 10 special days to do special mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs b'shleimus, do it the best way. And the Yisoid really of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, like really even the Ramah, the Halachot brought down, that certain things we don't do the whole year, these days we're more makbid. The Moshe Pasakum, not eat bread that was baked by a guy, by a goyish baker, even though the whole year we're mekel, but I call upon him on these Aseret Yemei Teshuva we're machmir, that we don't eat it. The pshat is that even though a whole year round maybe we can't do these things, things are too hard. But still, these 10 days, we have to act special, learn special, daven special, do special mitzvahs, even though we know we won't be able to keep it the rest of the year. And the pshat is really, this is a yisoid from the loch of a nozir. There's a parsha of nozir in the Torah. A nozir is somebody that wants to drink wine. He can't stop it. So the Torah says, you know what you do. For 30 days now, stop drinking wine. Even though the Gemara says he's called a chayta, because really he's giving himself tsar pain. This is a person that likes to drink, he can't stop it. So for 30 days we tell him not to drink at all. It's terrible, it's painful for him. He's called a chayt, he's giving himself tsar. And really he can't stay at that madrega. But still for 30 days put yourself at a high madrega, even though you can't stay there. Because the pshat is, the limud, what we learn from this is, that the way you pick yourself up is not to go a little bit. You have to make a big jump and go very high. Then the pshat is, even when you come down afterwards, you won't come down as low as you were before. You'll only come down halfway. That's the way a Jew has an aliyah. You have to do things, act different for a while, even though it's too hard for you. You can't stay that way. But I call upon him later, you won't come back to as low as you were before. And that's the yisoid of these Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the special 10 days, that we have to do special mitzvahs, special learning, even though maybe we can't do this the whole year. But I call upon him, that's the way we'll pick ourselves up, that later on, when we come back to normal, even though we won't be able to stay at that madrega, but I call upon him again, we'll have for sure. That's why, even though sometimes it's hard to come to Minyan, it's hard to daven b'minyan, but I call upon him, these 10 days, we have to try hard to try and daven shachas b'minyan, try and come to daven b'minyan, who didn't have a shir to go learn, any kviyas you have to try and keep it, not to miss it. These are 10 special days. And like the Alter von Kelim used to say, that these are called, he used to call them Yomim Nechmodim. He used to call the Yomim Neroyim, Yomim Nechmodim means sweet days. These are days that you have to hope and wait for a whole year. They're very sweet. These are days that Hashem is close to us, that Hashem wants to be close to us, and we just have to do a little bit tshuva and Hashem accepts it. These are special days. Therefore, we have to look forward to it and love every single day, and not just feel like can't wait till it's over, but rather do special avodah, work hard every single day. Remis Hashem, we should thank Abizecha with the Gemara Chsim Toiva. And now I'd like to say a shmuz about Yom Kippur. Chazal Dashin would say Odobra Shemori V'Yishi. On the Yishi, Chazal Dashin Ze Yom Kippur. Orva we say Ze Rosh Hashanah, that's the Or. V'Yishi Ze Yom Kippur. But then we say by the davening in Shmones, we say Melech Oizer Moshiach Mogen. We say also Melech goes on Rosh Hashanah, Oizer goes on Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and Moshiach goes on Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Moshiach, the Yeshua. He helps us on Yom Kippur. And Mogen that goes on the Shana Rabbah.
is Yom Kippur, and Chazal is called a Yom Yeshua. We get our Yeshua comes on Yom Kippur. You have to understand, what's the Yeshua? What do we get on Yom Kippur? According to the Medrash Rabbah, it says in the Pasuk V'Yerei Vayivayku Yom Echot, the Chazal Dashin, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Yom Echot, a special day. Which day is called Yom Echot? It's a Yom Kippur. It's a special day, a day in Miyuchid, is called Yom Kippur. According to Tanit Ve'el Yoh, he says that the day that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has the biggest simcha, Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shemayim is the biggest most simcha whole year, is on Yom Kippur. And what's the meaning of Yom Kippur? Why? Really, is a Gemara we have in Tainus like that. The Gemara in Tainus says, "Lehoyu Yomim Tovim liYisrael kiyom Kippur." There wasn't any Yom Tovim in the Klal Yisrael at the day of Yom Kippur. Gemara says, "What's the mile of Yom Kippur?" Gemara says, "Poshe, because it's a Yom Slichu Mechila. We get a Slichu, we get a Mechila on Yom Kippur. And who then it's a Yom Shenitnu Boy Luchas Achronis. The second Luchas was given on Yom Kippur. So Poshe, we got the Torah on Yom Kippur, and we got our Slichu Mechila."
All right, turn over.
Is that the day that's called the Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael? And that's what the Tanya Dvei Eliyahu also says, that the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest besimcha is on Yom Kippur. That the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Soleach u'Moichel, he's Moichel Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael becomes Torah on Yom Kippur. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. He has a Nam, he has a Klal Yisrael. He wants the Klal Yisrael to be Torah. Is the day that Klal Yisrael becomes Torah, that's the biggest most simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no other day that Hashem has as much simcha as he has on Yom Kippur. That's the Yom Slichu Mechila. In Agva, that's the day that the Torah was given. We'll soon see what the Shaykh is, what has to do with the other. I call upon him the Yeshua that we have on Yom Kippur, the Yishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. That's Poshet, this Indian, that it's called the day of Slichu Mechila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamash Mechilas. He has Mamash opens up the Shavir Rachamim in Hashemayim. He opens up the Shavir Rachamim and he sends down Rachmanas to Klal Yisrael. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichelos. Like one of the brachas we say in Shemon Esra, by right at the Yitzirah of Aruch Hoshech, there's a Nusach of brachas we say, Paseach Lonu Shavir Rachamim. We say in the Navin, like Kodesh Baruch Hu is Paseach Shavir Rachamim on Yom Kippur. The Shiva Sal used to say that if somebody were to have eyes, Ruchanistic eyes, the same way every day we see the sun shining on Yom Kippur, you'll be able to see the way the Shavir Rachamim are shining down on the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up the Shavir Rachamim on Yom Kippur, and fortunately sends down a Slichu Mechila. He's Meichel Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Numa, it's a Machlekes. Rebbe holds, Rebbe Shita is, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper afilu b'lo tshuva. Even if you don't do tshuva, still Yom Kippur is Mechaper. That's Rebbe Shita. The Ma'aser the Rambam, we don't paskin like Rebbe. We paskin that Yom Kippur is mechaper with tshuva. Rambam says Loshin Yom Kippurim uzman tshuva lakel yochel Rabbi vukeis slichu mechila Yisrael. We push it all not like Rebbe. We hold that about the Yom Kippur needs tshuva. I call upon him when we do tshuva on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichu V'Saleach, he gives us the Shavir Rachimim, and Mamash, it's a Yom Tov for us, and it says the Zman Simcha for the Eibishter. Now the Indian on Yom Kippur itself, the famous Shavir Tshuva, brings down the Shavir Sheni, in the Ois Yudalid, brings out the end of the Dash Naposik, Dir Shavir Hashem Bimotsu, Eilu Asura Yomim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. Then he says, Rabbein Yoyeno, O Mitzvah Sa'asei Min HaTorah, Lo Hoyer Odom, Es ruchoi lazo b'tshuva b'yom ha-kippurim. There's a special mitzvah sa'asei midiraisa to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Elohoi yirodim es ruchoi. A person should wake up his ruach in him to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. What's the pasuk? The pasuk says, Shenemar mikol chatoseichem lufnei Hashem titoru. That was supposed to be in a matzav of lufnei Hashem titoru. We have to be tor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. Is Arkane Hezimra Hezuno Akosev Shenikla Fnei Hashem B'tshuva Seinu. As he learned, Fnei Hashem to Torah means we have to make ourselves to be Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we make ourselves Torah? By doing tshuva. Shenikla Fnei Hashem B'tshuva Seinu. Hu Yechaper Aleinu B'yoyim Azeh L'Tayri Seinu. The Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back the Tayra. But it starts off, the Post says, B'yoyim Azeh Yechaper Aleichem Mikol Chatoseichem Lufnei Hashem Titoru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper us, but how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechaper us? If Lufnei Hashem Titoru. If we're in the matzav of Taira on Yom Kippur, it means we have to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. If we put ourselves in the matzav of Taira, then we have the haftocha, the last Mishnah says in Yuma, Vizrakti Aleichem Mayim Torim. The last Mishnah says that Dorash Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah Mikoch HaTasech Lepnei Hashem Ketoru Averu Shebonadam Lamokim Yom Kippur Mechaper Averu Shebonadam Lechaveroi Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ashirat Yes Chaveroi Nam Rebbe Kiva Ashrechem Yisrael Lepnei Miatem Metairim Is Mi Metaireschem Avichi Shebashamayim Is Ashrechem Yisrael with praise, we're lucky that we have this Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Metairos Shenema Vazarakti Aleichem Mayim Torim Utartim. The next pasuk says, another pasuk says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Of course, Baruch Hu becomes a mikveh for Klal Yisrael. The man mikveh metaris et meyim, half a Kodesh Baruch Hu metaris is Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, he is the one that's metaris Klal Yisrael. It's mamash Ashrechem Yisrael. We have this one day a year that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a rakti aleichem mayim torim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu himself is metaris. A Kodesh Baruch Hu himself makes himself like a mikveh. And all you have to do for a mikveh is you have to jump into the mikveh. You put yourself all the way in the mikveh, you have a taira. Who are the Yom Kippur? You jump into Yom Kippur and you put yourself into the matziv of Yom Kippur. That we do tshuva. We have this hakara to come back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechaperos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metairos. And that's the scheme of this mitzvah seser lefnei Hashem tetorum. That we have to be the taira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's poshta, that's what they say. I see the Mishnah Berurah says like that. There's a special halacha the mechaber brings down the era of Yom Kippur. It's linear to yes mechila one to the other. You're supposed to be mafayish chaveroi. If you did a chet yichaver, you spoke bad about him, you hit him, you hurt him, you stole from him, then you need to ask him for mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. The shaila, what's up is that the punkt Erev Yom Kippur to ask tshuva, to ask mechila? Chur the whole year you have to ask mechila. Why do I want to make a takona Erev Rosh Hashanah? It's not brought down in mechava bedafki Erev Rosh Hashanah, but you should do it. It's good to do it a whole year. I call upon him, the halach is brought down special on Erev Yom Kippur's ninyan to go to make sure he has kapara from one another. Ve'esh yichaverim. What's the ninyan b'dafka Erev Yom Kippur? And the pshat is poshat, Rav Ben Yoni is saying here, that there's a special mitzvah essay on Yom Kippur to be in a masav l'fnei Hashem t'toru. It's supposed to be b'tayr on Yom Kippur. We have to be toru. We have to be pure. How do we become pure? If we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zerachti Aleichem Mayim Torim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws down in Hashemayim a mikveh and he makes us taira, then we become Torah. But the Mishnah just before got finished saying that Aveiro Shemanodim Lechaveiroi Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Ashi Yisrat Yischaveiroi. If we did a chet between you and your friend, Yom Kippur can't be Mechaper. Only if first you have to ask Mechila. Averus ben odim lelomokam. You do a chet klap the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, you have charot. We'll soon say you do vidui. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is meichiyu. But a chet you did between you and your chaver, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not meichiyu. Until what? Until first, you have to ask mechilu from your friend. Then you also have to ask mechilu from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu be meichiyu. Kondesoyis. If you don't ask mechilu from your chaverim before Yom Kippur, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah sesei of Yom Kippur. There's a special mitzvah sesei on Yom Kippur to be in a masav of lufnei Hashem t'toru. We have to be tor on Yom Kippur. What does that mean? There's a bezunder mitzvah sesei to be tor, to mean to get just lichu mechilu on Yom Kippur. There's a meila to do. That's why the Rabbeinu Yoni says there's a special mitzvah sesei to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. So if you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, you get a taira, you mekayim this mitzvah sesei. But let's say you have chatoim, you did to your friend. Now, calls the man you didn't ask your friend for mechila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not meichu you. You can't get a kapara. Come to say, if you don't ask mechila Erev Yom Kippur, you can't be mekayim the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur. You can't get a taira on Yom Kippur. That's what is a special inyan, that Erev Yom Kippur, you should be able to make sure that you ask mechila for moya chaverim. Today, that tomorrow, on Yom Kippur, you'll be able to do tshuva, say the nyonim, we'll soon say a vidui, and tefillah, and you'll be zeicha to have a complete taira. But that's this inyan of Yom Kippur, the Yeshua is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a slicho mechila. Which we understand that's the biggest toivo that we could get. The Ben Yonah starts off his Sefer Shari Tshuva, that the inyan of tshuva, that's min ha-toivo es asher heitev Hashem Yisbaruch Hem Bruyev. It's a toivo, it's something good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. Maybe we're not mocking it so much, because we're not mocking what a chet is. But I call upon this is the toivo, it is something good. It's a toivo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the koyach to do tshuva. And the day, the ikka day of tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us and wants us to do tshuva, wants to be metairos, that's the Yom Kippur. That was the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel klai yisrael b'chet eigel. That was the day when Moshe came down with the Luchas HaShnius. The second Lucas came down on Yom Kippur, because that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Salachti Kedvarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel Klal Yisrael that Yom Kippur for the Chet Ego, who was in his Kaveh Doris. That Yom Kippur is the time, this man, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel Klal Yisrael. It's a Zerakti Lechem Mayim Torim. Yimamish throws down in the Shemayim, Mayim Torim to Matayrus. Because we have to be in the Matzah to Mekabel the Tyron. The matzah to be mekabel, the tyros of the Rebbeinu Yonah, that's the mitzvah sesi of doing tshuva. Who within the Rambam also brings down like that? The Rambam brings down a lashon Yom HaKippurim, whose zman tshuva lakel liyachol rabim, vuketz mechilos lichol Yisrael. This is the last time, like you have time to do tshuva for this year at least, before you get your gzar din, before you get your chsima vaynila. Lefikach says the Rambam, chayovim hakel lasis tshuva ulesvadas Yom HaKippurim. Also, there's a chiyah. Poshim means there's a chiyah midiraisa. Even though at the beginning of the Rambam, it's a shayla of the Rambam Shita is, it's a mitzvah sesed to do tshuva. The Rambam starts off saying that when a person does a chet, kishayas the tshuva, v'yoshev mechet rechayim v'svadis. When a person does tshuva, then he has a chiyah to say vidui. The Michetz Chinich is medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam does know that there's a mitzvah, a chiyuvah to do tshuva. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you want to do tshuva, this is the way you do it. But it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. But on Yom Kippur, the Rambam also says, there's a chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Lefika chayovim hakol, lasa tshuva lesvades b'Yom HaKippurim. O mitzvahs vidu Yom HaKippurim shiyaschem erev. And we start saying vidu yam mincha erev Yom Kippur, and every tefillah we say vidu. And the Rambam says then, havidu shenogu b'ko yischol avonachnu chatonu v'ikir avidu. The ikir vidu is that we say avonachnu chatonu. That's the ikir vidu. Want to look? Yeah. So I want to talk just a little bit. Mamish is a chosh of a mitzvah says we have on Yom Kippur to do tshuva. A chosh like Kodesh Baruch Hu is begging us to do tshuva. He wants us. He wants to give us a slicha mechila. All we have to do is just put our matzav and do a little bit tshuva. Yes, it's clear to know what the mitzvah tshuva is. The Rambam reckons is there are four nyanim of tshuva. The Rambam says mahi a tshuva. What's called tshuva? Hu sheyazov hachoyte chetoy. That's the first thing. Stop doing the chet. Aziv as a chet. Take it away, don't think about the chet. Like as far as your mind, you're not going to do that chet anymore. That's called aziva sachet, that's number one. Number two is you have to make a kabbalah. You have to be gomar b'libo, you're not going to do it anymore. Shenema yazoiv rosha darkoi. A rosha has to leave his derech. And he asked, and the way you leave it is, if you gomar b'libo, you make a kabbalah upon yourself, you're not going to do it anymore. And the third thing is, v'chein yisnachem al shobar. You have to have charota. You have to feel bit what you did. Shenema ki achrei shuvi nichamti. After I did tshuva, now I feel bit. What Rambam sticks in his famous word, v'yoyed olav yodeya taluma shlo yoshev leze achet leilam. That the charota, or the kabbalah l'habu has to be so strong. You're going to make such a strong kabbalah, you'll never do that chet anymore, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could be an edus. That the matzav you're in right now, you're not going to do the chet anymore. But that's called real Kabbalah Habor. Not the Pshat Stam, you say, yeah, I feel bad now, but you know the next day the Chet's going to come about, you're going to do it again. You know you're going to talk Lashon Hara again tomorrow, you know you're going to eat this again, you know you're going to do that again. That's not called the real Kabbalah. Real Kabbalah means your mamish goma b'libo, you're not going to do the Chet anymore, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself could be made on you right now. You're not going to do it. Vaita, then the Rambam says, the last Indian is, B'tzorech l'esfandais b'svosim. There's a special mitzvah zvidui. Now the Rambam said in Perek Aleph, the Rambam is mashma, there's a special mitzvah by itself, or the ikar mitzvah is vidui. The Rambam says, kishayas the tshuva, mitzvah lesvadis. There's a mitzvah to say vidui. But the posik says, who's on a posik? Lefi Abba Roshanema, isha isha, kiyasa, kochet, kiyasa, then it says, vesvadu, you have to say vidui. So there's a special mitzvah to say vidui. Rambam says, what is the mitzvah vidui? Vetzorech lesvadis bisvosov, you have to speak out with your mouth. The loymer to say in yonois elu shagoma bliboy. It's interesting. The Rambam says the word from vidu is to speak out by your pair these in yonim of tshuva. As vidu means with your pair, with your mouth, speak out. I'm going to leave that chet. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm goma bliboy. I'm making up in my mind now never to do it anymore. And I have charota that I did it. That's called vidu. And we say al chet, al chet. Really, according to Rambam, you have to think when every time you say al chet. On this chet, on that chet, when we're saying vidui, part of the vidui has to be that you're thinking now, when you're saying the vidui, that you're speaking out v'loima in yonois elu shagama blivoi. These in yonim, we just got finished saying what tshuva is, the azivas achet, the kabbalah, and the charotam, you have to speak it out the shas charotam. So b'shas, you're saying the vidui in Yom Kippur. If possible, you should think about these in yonim also. The part of the vidui should be that you're speaking out, that you're going to have a azivas achet. I'm going to leave it anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to make a kabbalah not to do this anymore. And I have charotah right now. That's how it's part of the mitzvahs of vidui. This is the mitzvah you do in Yom Mitzvah tshuva on Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel the tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a slichu mechila. Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos Shabbosin. The Torah calls Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbosin. Farshim say, what's the double lashon of Shabbos? Shabbos Shabbosin. To do that, Stam Shabbos, the word is a come from lashon Shavas. You're supposed to rest. In Stam Shabbos, we rest from Malacha. This Lama Tes Malacha is not to do. On Yom Kippur, Achutz from the Lama Tes Malacha is, there's another Indian of Shvisom from Hanoi, from Gashmis. There's an Indian not to Lachila, Loishtiya, we're not allowed to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. There's a Shvisa from Hanois on Yom Kippur. That's the Shabbos Shabbosin. That's the double Shvisa we have on Yom Kippur. Not only do we rest from not doing Malacha, but we rest from Inyoni Achila Loishtiya also. And the Indian from this is to be Doimah to a Malach, that we're getting mamash yom slicha mechila. The word from slicha mechila, they want to come back to be karov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Is that called, the Indian is to be makir, that what the yikir is. The yikir is the ruchnis, being dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gashmis is just a steward to that. Vashtetzuk, we need gashmis to live on. What we need, we have to do. And with the gashmis we do take, should also be the tzarech avodis Hashem. But the yikir we have to know is the ruchnis, is being dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Yom Kippur is the yom HaKadosh. How do we become Kodesh? How do we put ourselves in a matzev to become Tor, Tav Taira? That's by resting, Eshtus from Malacha, don't be Isaac in Yonam Oilam Azeh, don't do Malacha, and also a special Shvisa from Achilu Shtiyah. Don't have Hanois from Oilam Azeh. And that's the way you can be Dovid in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are then also in Yom Kippur, Vashteitzach, Yom Kippur is the Yom HaKodesh, it's a day by itself. Even though we're in a matzav of Yom Kippur, the Rashtetz of the matzav we're in today, that day Yom Kippur, you can't stay this matzav the whole year. And it's not a matzav to stay that way the whole year. It's a special matzav to be on Yom Kippur. Special mitzvah, Shabbos Shabbosin, lo yachilu b'lo shtiya, rest from Malacha, rest. Now the first one say Yom Kippur is not just Tam Achitzumah Shayim itself. Really Yom Kippur is Achonah for the rest of the year. And Yom Kippur, you speak of Yom Kippur, Yisrael Slanty used to say is, you're supposed to make Kabbalahs. You have to be mekabel upon yourself. You're in a matzav right now in Yom Kippur, I'm like a malach. I'm not eating today, I'm davening the whole day, I'm not doing melacha today. That's called, I'm dovek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're in a matzav like this, of being kamat like a malach, or mein olam haba, it's an inyan to make kabbalas for the rest of the year. It's an inyan to mekabel upon yourself. You have to mekabel upon yourself to put yourself in a matzav that you're doing tshuva upon him. You have to prepare yourself. How are you going to be acting the rest of the year? Such a time a day Yom Kippur is over, finished. I finished Yom Kippur. You're supposed to take the Kedushas Yom Kippur with you a whole year. Right, so if you saw Slantamos were dying from the Gemara, it's a little kapora for a help for us. But the Gemara talks about Tshuva, the Gemara in Nida, the final days, the Estakasha, the Steer in the Psukim. One Pasuk says, Ki loi ech pois pamoy sameis. A Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like when we die, he'd rather us do Tshuva. Another pasuk says, "Ki chofes Hashem lamisam." No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill us. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill a Rasha. So Tastira. So Gemara answers, "Loshin kan be'oisim tshuva, kan b'shein oisim tshuva." Here the person is doing tshuva, and here the Rasha is not doing tshuva. If the Rasha is not doing tshuva at all, then I'm all the meat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill him. Ma'ashenkin, if a person is oisim tshuva, doing tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to kill him. We saw Slantas Madaik in the Gemara doesn't say a Lashon Kan She'osu Tshuva. It says Lashon Kan She'osim. They're doing. But at Kol Ponim, we have to put ourselves in a matzav of doing Tshuva. Havadim is a Shavar Zach to do Tshuva Shleim at one time. There are different Madregas of doing Tshuva. There's Mamish, there's a Tshuva Mehiram. There's a Tshuva Meyava. Tshuva Meyava, the Gemara said, is Mamish Mahapich, the Averis, the Bizchuyos. I'm not clear what that means. But Kol Ponim, Mamish, you do Tshuva Meyava. The Mamish change over the Averis you did. The mamish now becomes chuyas. The mamish becomes like mitzvahs. Those averis you did, mamish has a koyach now, it becomes into a matzav of a mitzvah. I'm not sure what the pshat is. Come as the Gemara in Yuma says of Shlokis. That if you do tshuva meyavo, is as mamash nasa loy kischuyas. Some say that's pshat in Avinu Makenu. We say in Avinu Makenu kosveinu v'sefer aschuyas. What does it mean to rest in the sefer aschuyas? What's called sefer aschuyas? What does that mean? Like either we are a zakli or not a zakli. We don't say kosveinu v'sefer tzadikim gemurim. If we're not a tzadikim, we can't get into that sefer. So what's the pshat kosveinu v'sefer aschuyas? So the Mepharshim wants to say like this: the point is that we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu that we should be zoicha to do tshuva meyava, kedei that our avayim should turn into bischuyas, because zveinu b'sefer aschuyas, and it should write us into that sefer that even though we did do avayim, the avayim should change over now to bischuyas. And the next time we can, even if we're not zoicha to do so much tshuva, but our kolponim, because zveinu b'sefer slichu mechila, our kolponim, let us have a portion of slichu mechila. Our kolponim, there are big dargis in doing tshuva, and we have to kolponim be in a matzav of doing tshuva. Like the Moshe, there's the Yud Gimel Midah Shirachim, and we say, Sayyid Alan, Slichat Hashem Hashem Kirachim Mechanim. To do every Midah goes a bigger Chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, there's a bigger Midah of Rachim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last Midah is Yenakin, we say. Rabbi Rav Chesed, Naisei Ovon Vafesha Vechatoa Venakin. Venakin, that's the last Midah, Yud Gimel Midah. That's the last one. What's the big thing about Venakin? What's this Midah? So Gemara really has Naka Pasha means we're clean. The Gemara has to steer it, right? We don't say it, but the next part of the Pasuk is V'lo Yinakeh. Pasuk says Naka V'lo Yinakeh. There's a steer. Are you clean or you're not clean? The Gemara says Kan L'Shovim V'Kan L'Shein M'Shovim. If you do tshuva, that's called V'Nakeh, because Baruch will clean you. If you don't do tshuva, that's called V'lo Yinakeh. So Kashra is, what's the big midah of this last midah, the biggest midah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that if a person does tshuva, he's menakeh you. L'chura, that was the second midah. But at the start of the first two midahs are Hashem, Hashem. Mar says the first Hashem is Kodim Shiyechta. Before we do a chet, we also have to come out to Rachmonis of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chesed of Hashem. Or else the Rosh has two pshat, and the Rosh has the pshat from the first Hashem is, that even though Hashem knows you're going to do a chet, so Chura, since Hashem knows you're going to do a chet, maybe he should not act nice to you now. No, still he acts nice to you. Good. The second Hashem is La'acha Shiyechta, V'yoshuv. After a person does tshuva, does a chet, if you do tshuva, that's the second midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel the tshuva, and he gives us right to this midah Sachesed. So B'zoi, that's the same midah as Yenakeh. What's the chiddush in Yenakeh? The Chura, that's the second Hashem. The second Hashem is after we do a chet, and we do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel us back, Imamish gives us back the same chesed. Is what's the chiddush in the Yenakeh, the last midah? So it's two pshatim in the last midah. So from the Maral of Rabbi Shaul Slanta. Maral says like this, that the chiddush of Yenakeh is Vidashin Yenakeh and Lo Yenakeh. He goes on the same person. Let's say you have a person that did five aveiros, and now he's only doing tshuva on one aveira. That's all. So really in Svari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be mekabel that tshuva. Your mom is still doing four other aveiros. Your mom is still a rasha. So what do I care if you're doing tshuva on one chet? Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekabel that? Like ask the second Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel you, if you do your tshuva on all your chatoyim, now you want to become a matzav tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel your tshuva. What about if you're doing five chatoyim kesedim, and you can't do tshuva on the other four, it's too hard. I'm not roy yet to stop doing it. But I call upon him on one chet I want to stop doing. So the morale, that's the chiddush. Yenakeh v'lo yenakeh means goes on the same person. The same gavra has a midah. He's a yenakeh. He's doing tshuva on one chet, and he's still a lo yenakeh. He's still not doing tshuva on the other four chatoim. There's a chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still makabel the tshuva. That's a tremendous chiddush. That even though your mom is still slapping HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face, your mom is still like being an ice wife. You're still a rasha. You're still doing chatoim. But the one chet you do tshuva for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel that tshuva. That's a tremendous midah of chesed. Rabbi Saul Slanta says a little starker than that, he says. He wants to say, even this Mamash Magel Amaisim, because even in the same chet, I'm all a Moshe, a person does a chet of Lashon Hara, a person does a chet of Vitl Torah. He knows it's a chet. Now he wants to do tshuva. Now he knows to stop talking Lashon Hara Lagarmi, it's too much for him. He can't do it. So he's going to make up, I'm going to stop a little bit. I'm going to do a mix of tshuva. I won't maybe start the conversation to talk a bit about somebody else. That I'll stop. But look, you tell somebody else gets me warmed up and I'm fighting back in here, then I can't hold myself back. I'll have to say. But I call, so I can't do tshuva shleima. But a mix of tshuva, I call upon him, I'm going to do. That's a tremendous chiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel that. In the same chet, the chet of Lashon Hara, there's a yenakeh and there's a lo yenakeh. Lo yenakeh means you're not doing tshuva shleima yet. You know yourself, you can't stop doing the chet lagamri. But don't think it's not worth doing anything. No. In the same chet is a mid of yenakeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel the mix of tshuva you do. A little bit, stop doing it. You stop doing a little bit, that's also called tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabel, that tshuva also, it also does something. Somebody's a batan, he doesn't learn the way he's supposed to. So start now to learn. HaKol Ponim, learn during Sedarim, when you're supposed to learn, when it's easier to learn. A lot of the times you're battling, work a little bit at a time. The little bit you're doing, that's also called Yenakir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabel the tshuva, even though you don't have a gansin, Yenakir, you're still a lo Yenakir. In the same chet, there's a midah of Yenakir and lo Yenakir. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabel there. So it's a tremendous chesed. Now, kol ponim, that's our inyonim, that we have to know, that we have to be a kol ponim, a oisa tshuva. We have to be trying to do tshuva. And if we're not zeichah to do tshuva shleim in the chet, like the Rambam says, tshuva shleim means you're makabel upon yourself so strong that you're not going to do that chet anymore, that it's a moshel, that a kodesh baruch hu could be an edis for you, you're not going to do it anymore. That's a shver zach. So even though we're not zeichah to do it b'shleimus, but our kolponim on your kippur, you have to be mekabel upon himself that we want to be in a matzav of ois and tshuva. We want to be a person that's going to do tshuva. And you say the Chofetz Chaim used to say, I'm not used to more than one time, they got up to speak right before Nila. He said, what can I say now? There's a few minutes left before the chsima. How much tshuva can we do now? How much more can we sacken ourselves? He said, the Indian are speaking right now is to make a kabbalah upon yourself. Make a kabbalah upon yourself now that throughout the year you're going to work on yourself to try and do tshuva. I'm going to be an ois and tshuva. So that's also a gvalt to gizchus. So even though right now you can't do tshuva shleima, but I call upon you, you're makabel upon yourself now that you're going to work on yourself. That throughout the year I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to make myself better. I'm going to be makabel more and more and more and more. That's the yetzer before Nila. That's the yetzer b'chlal, the whole matzav of Yom Kippur. We have to be in a matzav of doing tshuva. We have to be in a matzav of saying vidui. But the Rambam says, that's the ik of tshuva. That the vidui is speaking out all the three in yonim of tshuva. Of speaking out the azivos achet, the kabbalah labor, and the charota. And what it's time to make kabbalas upon yourself, to makabel upon yourself, to do things. It's interesting, the Benyah Taka says, everybody knows the era of Yom Kippur, we have the mitzvah teet. The mitzvah teet is suit and era of Yom Kippur. This is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Indian is like Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a chesed to us, that he says, if we eat on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu is man alav, as if we fasted the second day. That's the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, two or three other pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah says, in the Shara Revi, he says, in Ois Chesedis, he says, a moshel, somebody did a chet and did tshuva, still he should be waiting for Yom Kippur. Because that's when he gets his real kapurim. The man Yisratza, Kel Hashem Yisborach. He Ritzoynechai Nefesh, Magufachai Gadozim. His Meli says, Darkei Nomru, Vesenis Ochren Lebroch, and Moshoshon and Daftes. Kol HaKevei Yisudi, Be'er Yom Kippurim. Is Kilo Netzavel is Sanus Chi the Asiri, the son of them, it's as if you first attack on the ninth, on Erev, and Yom Kippur. Why? He har Uroyas Tim Chosoi, the Giaz Manka Prosoi, the Tiloi Lieda, the Gosoli Ashmosi, the Gosoli Abnoisom. Because a person feels happy, you have a Simchan Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because you know tomorrow is going to be Yom Kippur. Tomorrow I'm going to get a Slich of the Kabbara. That shows that how much it bothers you. Like your guy's worried all his life, I'm worried for something to come. So the day before it comes, your mamish besimcha rabba. Ah, today is coming, I'm waiting for somebody to come. A year I'm waiting for somebody to come. I'm mamish worried, is he going to come or not? I got a telephone call, it's coming tomorrow. What simcha you are today? Is that thing you have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur? The more simcha we are on Erev Yom Kippur, the more we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu what it means to us Yom Kippur. That we were waiting to get this tshuva, we were waiting to get the kapara, and we're worried about it. And punk, tomorrow's coming the day, we're going to get it, so today we're so happy. That's the inyan to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The inyan to be the simcha is that to know tomorrow will be the zman kapara. Naftim it says, Vashenis, ki v'shar yomim toivim nachnu koivim sud l'simchas ha-mitzvahs. Stam, every Yom Tov, there's inyan simchas ha-yomtiv. Hamu kavei yasudu l'kovid ha-mitzvah. Every Yom Tov has that. Ki, so v'zoi frekter, why should Yom Kippur be different than that? Like the Pasuk says in Dvorim, Tachas ha-shem lo-yavara to ha-shem lo-techa b'simcha v'tum leivo. You shouldn't do mitzvahs without b'simcha. Every mitzvah we do, we have to do it b'simcha the mitzvah. Well, there's the kasha, how do we have simcha and be mekayim the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur? We're speaking out now, mamish Yom Kippur is a day that's one oyim b'noyra mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim is the biggest b'simcha. The biggest day HaKadosh Baruch Hu has simcha is in Yom Kippur. But Boris here, we're not the Simcha Yom Kippur. We're not supposed to be the Simcha. Supposed to be worried and doing Shufer whole day and being Mechaper and fasting whole day. Le'achil, Le'ashvi, it's not as man Simcha so much. So the man Taka, we have Pachad Yom Adin, we have to do Shufer Yom Kippur. So where's the Simcha? Why did the Mitzvah Yom Kippur lose out on this Inyan of Taka Shalavata, Hashem Lekach Simcha Vatul Leivu? Zogt im Bnei Shat Sum Yom Kippur, Nizchaivu Lekvoya Suda Simcha Samitzvah Ver Yom Kippurim. That's why the mitzvah tid in Erev Yom Kippur. Understand? The Indian tid in Erev Yom Kippur, like that's really the suda for the mitzvah we're going to do tomorrow. Usually we're supposed to be the simcha, v'shas we do the mitzvah. Here we can't be the simcha on Yom Kippur, so the Indian to be the simcha on Erev Yom Kippur. And the third time he says it's poshid, l'man mechazik l'harbois tzvilo v'tachnunim v'yom ha-kippurim. Today poshid should have, you should have koyach, to be able to fast and daven on Yom Kippur, and to be zeicha to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. These are the Indian way of Yom Kippur we're supposed to eat. So go put them, you have to eat with a little feeling. So one little Indian, I'm not going to be here, Sukkis, to talk a little bit about Sukkis. But I I'm just saying now that Yom Kippur is called Hachon, it's a preparation, it doesn't end after Yom Kippur. Adarav, Yom Kippur just starts off. Sukkis is really the Gemara. It goes Kesedim. And one of the time the Farshim say, how come Sukkis doesn't come right after Pesach? Why does it come after Rosh Hashanah? It's because it wouldn't be shy to go into a Sukkis after Pesach. To go into a sukkah, the pshat is you're going into your nani HaKovid, your mamish living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're living with the Shechina. So mamish, the uttermost kedusha Klal Yisrael has is on sukkahs. That your mamish like Nisuyin, you're going to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. You're going out of your house. You're going in the Shechina to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 7 days. Your whole goof goes into the Shechina. We have no other mitzvah so Kaddish like that. Yom Kippur is only HaChonah to bring us into the matzav of sukkahs. After Sukkot, after Pesach, we can never go into a Sukkah. It's only after the Tyre we have of Yom Kippur. After Aser Shemay Tshuv, we got a matzah of Tyre, then we could go weiter and go into the Sukkah, go and live with the Shechina for 7 days. And I got them, and the Mepharshim say that Sukkot is called the Zman Tshuva Meyavah. Yom Kippur will not Zeicha Tshuva Meyavah so much. It's Pachad Yom Adin. Okay, the Pesach says on Sukkot, Lakach Lechem B'Yom HaRishon. And Chazal Darshin, Rishon Lechesh Ben Avoynis. Sukkot is called the first day to make a cheshbin for the avir you're doing.
So like, really, it's a question. It's not nice to call Sukkot the first day you could do an avira. Like, and the pshat bekitz, what they say is that even though we did tshuva on Yom Kippur, that was tshuva meira. Now on Sukkot, that's the first day we can make a cheshbin, means we can really do tshuva miyava. Now it's zman simchaseinu, we can do tshuva miyava. So that's like we're saying, Yom Kippur is just a chana beginning, really the Gemara should be on Sukkot.